little closer if you want. I'll try to not bite or scare you too bad. There's room up here. You guys can come up here. Okay, how you guys doing this morning? Good. Did you have a good week? Yeah? Don't know? Maybe? Should we sing a song? I won't make you sing by yourself. I'll have the parents help us, okay? Why don't we stand up? And let's sing a song. Let's sing. I think we all know the song. We're going to do a little different twist to it, okay? Let's sing Jesus Loves Me. We all know that song, right? But we're going to have the parents help us too, okay? But nobody's allowed to say the word me, okay? You just have to point to yourself, okay? Jesus loves, this I know, okay? And we're going to see if the parents do better or the children do better, okay? I got a gut feeling the children will do better. Let's try it, okay? And I might mess up. So if I mess up, you're allowed to smile, but don't laugh, okay? Let's go. Jesus loves, this I know, for the Bible tells so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves. Yes, Jesus loves. Yes, Jesus loves. The Bible tells so. I think you guys did better than the parents. Good job. Okay, you can sit down now. Okay. Have any of you guys ever gotten angry? Actually, let's ask the parents. Have any of you guys ever gotten angry? What's that mean? When you were older than 5 or 6. Yeah, I think we've all probably gotten angry in life. And sometimes when we get angry, we say things that we regret later. Sometimes when we're angry inside, all of a sudden, it kind of starts coming out of our mouth. And we start telling somebody how bad they are or telling somebody how mean they are. And I don't know if I was really angry at this kid, but when I was in school, there was this young guy that came to school, okay? And I don't remember who all it was, but me and some of my friends, we decided we were going to pick on this boy, okay? And this boy, he didn't come from necessarily a home like you and I do, okay? His home wasn't, you know, he didn't necessarily go to church or whatever. So he was just a little different, okay? We thought he was just a little different. And we thought we were going to pick on him. Now, first off, was that nice to pick on this guy?
No.
We should have made him feel welcome and say, come be our friends, right? His name was Ben Duncan, okay? Duncan. How would you like your last name to be Duncan? Like dunk you in a cup of coffee or something? That's what I think of, dunking a cookie. Ben Duncan, okay? So we thought this guy was just a little bit queer, okay? And he was kind of on the large side of things, okay? He was not very small. And we started calling him all kinds of bad names. Now, was that nice to do?
No.
How do you think we made him feel?
Sad.
I'd say he felt pretty sad, yeah. I remember, I don't remember who all said what, but I remember we called him a pig. We told him he smelled like a trash can. Okay? Do you think that was very nice?
Yeah.
No. Did that help him feel welcome and wanted? No, he went and told the teacher, and we got in trouble, okay? And it was a good thing we got in trouble, because that's not nice things to be saying. Would you like me to call you a pig or tell you you smell like a trash can? No, that'd be kind of nasty, wouldn't it? So that's what happens when we use our words in a way that doesn't bring honor and glory to God. There's a verse in Psalm 141, verse 3, okay, and we'll explain this verse, but it says, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, keep the door of my lips. So who all wears a watch? Anybody have a watch on? I don't have a watch, but anybody wear a watch? Maybe your dad or your mom wears a watch. Is that what that means, to set a watch before my mouth, put it on my mouth? No, that's not what it means, is it? That'd look kind of weird with a watch strapped around your mouth. No, it means God wants us to watch what kind of words we say, to be careful what kind of words we say. And we have to ask God to help us speak kind things, right? So maybe there's a person in your life, maybe he's not named Ben Duncan, but maybe there's somebody in your life that you think is just a little bit strange, okay? And you want to say bad things about him, like, they're just a little different, right? I mean, did you see what kind of shoes they wear? You know, and we want to talk about other people like that. God wants to put a watch over our mouth so we don't say those kind of things, so we don't speak those kind of things. Okay, I got a little illustration here. You have to bear with me here. It might take me just a little bit to get through this, okay? We got some strange stuff with us today, okay? Some of you guys might have saw this illustration. We got some apple cider vinegar. Anybody want to drink some apple cider vinegar? It's pretty tasty. It's not real good, but it's tasty. We got some fluffy stuff here. We have a Coke cup and a spoon, okay? We also have some crisp apple room spray, okay? So we got some weird things here with us today. We're going to see if we can't make a little illustration here. You guys can stand up if you can't. You might not be able to see that from this from down there. Okay, so this here represents our life, okay? Does that look like you? Can you see yourself in it? Does that look like you? No, okay, anyway, this represents your life, okay? This is who you are, okay? You can step up here if you can't see. Sometimes in life, we can't help it, okay? This is called circumstances. What's a circumstance? It's things that happen to you in life, right? Just normal, everyday living, okay? Like your mom says, hey, can you take out the trash? It's a circumstance in your life, okay? Hey, can you help me wash the dishes? Hey, can you feed the dog? Maybe you're playing with your friends. Reading a book, doing your schoolwork. It's all circumstances in life, okay? It's all things that come into your life. Now, we can choose how we respond to those circumstances, right? Sometimes does your brother or your sister ever come and just kind of try to rile you up a little bit? Like, just kind of stirs it around a little bit? Like, oh, you're not doing that quite right. Ah, yeah, you're... maybe they kind of rally up a little bit. Like, you know, you're not very good at your schoolwork, you know, and I'm better than you, and there's no way you can do that, okay? So we have these circumstances in life, okay? Now, this here represents our choice of how we respond to those circumstances, okay? Because you can choose how you're going to respond to your brother or your sister, right, that comes and pokes at you, and you can say, I'm going to be angry at them, or I'm going to respond right? We can respond two different ways. Okay, so this is how we respond, okay? And we're going to say that this guy responded in a bad way, okay? He decided that he was going to get angry, okay? So his circumstances, his brothers kind of stirring him up, saying, you're just not too good, okay? And this is what happens when he gets angry. Oh, no. What happened to that guy? Stop. And we're like, I don't want to say that. But we're angry and we say all kinds of bad things. And it makes a mess, doesn't it? Makes a mess. See what happened? Spill all over, didn't it? You want to smell it? Does it smell very good? You like the smell? No? Want to smell it? Do you want to smell it? See if you like the smell. Oh, you know what? That's what a bad attitude smells like. It stinks. It's nasty, isn't it? You smell it? You girls want to smell it? Can you smell it? Ooh. Who all likes the smell? Now it kind of stinks, doesn't it? That's right. That's what a bad attitude. Did your parents ever tell you your attitude stinks? That's what they mean right there, okay? Your attitude stinks. It's a bad attitude. You guys can sit down, okay? But kind words and kind actions, being polite, please, thank you, saying nice things to everybody else, that's kind of like a good smell, okay? And we can put a good smell out into the air. And I don't want to make this too strong, so I'm not going to spray just too much of it. But you might, I don't know if you can smell it or not. Can you smell it? Does it smell better than the bad attitude? It does? That's good. That's what a good attitude kind of smells like. When we have a good attitude, it goes around to everybody else. And it sure smells a lot better than that junk, doesn't it? That's right. Okay, I have a story here. And some of you guys might have heard this story before. But I remember having this story read to me when I was a little boy. And it's about a young boy who had a good attitude, okay? And how that blessed him in life. So ask a question. How old do you think a boy should be before he begins to be polite? How old do you think you need to be polite and kind and courteous? 10, 12, 15, or 5, or 4, or 3? How old do you think you have to be? You think you're old enough to be polite and kind and loving? That's right, you are. Whatever age you are, it's the perfect age to be polite. Fortunately for Dick, he learned to be polite when he was very young. From the moment he was able to talk, his mother taught him to say please and thank you. Did your mother teach you to say that? Please and thank you? Can you, like sometimes I say please, but it's not very kind. Like, please get out of my way. You know, is that very kind? No. We could say, please, could I get through there? And that sounds a lot better. Or maybe, excuse me, or I'm sorry, or you're welcome. All these kind things his mother taught him to say. One day when Dick was not quite 5 years old, he got on a bus with his mother. Any of you guys ever ride on a bus before? Yeah? Sometimes it's kind of full and a lot of people on there, hard to get through. He was ahead with mother following. As they walked down the aisle looking for a seat, suddenly as the bus began to move, Dick stumbled. You ever been walking on a bus and all of a sudden it starts to move and you kind of start swaying around like this, trying to keep your balance? That's what happened to him, okay? He stumbled and stepped on a man's foot. Look at the picture. He just stepped on his foot and his foot hurts. Oh, man. See? Fine-dressed man and he stepped on his foot. Maybe made a smudge on his shoe. I don't know. Yeah, see? Man got mad, okay? So he stumbled and stepped on the man's foot. The man yanked his foot away and looked upset, like, what's wrong with you? I beg your pardon, sir, said Dick. I'm very sorry. I sure didn't mean to do that. Was that a good response? Yeah, it was a really good response. You ever step on somebody's shoe and then say, oh, man, I'm sorry. I remember when I was a little boy, I liked to step on somebody's shoe. Now, you got some fine shoes on there, man. I'd walk up and pow, step on their shoe. That was not nice. This boy, he was very polite. The man smiled, and so did all the other passengers. Everybody was surprised and pleased to hear a little boy speak so kindly. Taking Dick on his lap, the man began to ask him questions. Oh, what's your name? He said, Dick. How old are you? I'm 4 years old. Anybody here 4 years old? Anybody four? You four? Yeah, that's right. He was your age. He was very polite. He said, when's your birthday? And he told him. He asked, where do you live? And he gave the man his address. Meanwhile, all the people on the bus were watching and listening. There was a smile on every face because one little boy was so good-natured and very polite. A few weeks passed and Dick became 5 years old. On his birthday, to his great surprise, he received a package. Inside was a note saying, from your friend on the bus. But there was no name or address, so Dick couldn't write and thank the sender. So here's a picture of Dick sitting on this man's lap. Okay, he's talking to him. He's being very kind and polite to him. Okay, and this man, on his birthday, he sent him a birthday gift. What would you think if you met somebody in at Walmart and you were very kind and polite to them, and they asked when your birthday was, and then it came your birthday, and they sent you a gift? Would that be kind of neat? That's what this man did, okay? And believe it or not, Dick received a present on his birthday from the same man every year until he was 18 years old. So from the time he was 5 till he was 18, this man sent him a gift every year on his birthday, all because he was polite. Do you think it meant something to this man that he was polite and said, "Oh, I'm sorry for stepping on your shoe"? Sure it did. It meant a lot to him. When Dick graduated from high school, he received a camera worth $75. That's a lot of money. Especially back then, it was a lot of money. Bearing the same words, "From your friend on the bus." All this time, he had no idea who his friend on the bus could be. He remembered sitting on a man's knee in the bus when he was a very little boy. But who the man was, he had no idea. Then came a very cold winter. So now Dick's a big boy, okay? He's a big man. And they were heating their house with coal. Anybody use coal to heat your house? A few people might, I don't know. And the coal supply was running really low. There was very little coal around to burn. So how are you going to stay warm if that's what you're heating your house with? Dick was worried. His home was turning into an icebox. There was no coal for the fires, and father and mother were very sick. Dick telephoned, or he called the coal company. "This is serious," he said. "We're freezing. Could you please send us some coal?" "Sorry," said the man at the coal company. "There's no coal left. There's so little coal left, and we are not sending any of our trucks out until Monday." Ooh, what was this, Friday, did he say? I think it said Friday. Anyway, they weren't sending any of their coal trucks out for at least a couple more days. How are they going to stay warm? "Till Monday morning," gasped Dick. "I don't think my parents can stand the cold that long. I really would appreciate it if you could do something for us before then." "I'm sorry," said the man. "By the way, what is your name?" He said, "My name is Dick. Dick Gentry. Sir, please help us if you can." "I'll see what I can do," said the man. An hour or so later, a beautiful Cadillac, it's a really fancy car back in that day, okay? A beautiful Cadillac stopped at Dick's house. A driver stepped out and approached the door. Dick went out to see what he wanted. What do you think the driver wanted? Huh? What do you think? Think he wanted a car? We'll see what he wanted. He asked, "Is this where Dick Gentry lives?" He said, "Yes." "Is there something I can do for you?" "No," said the driver, "I have brought you something." To Dick's astonishment, the driver hauled 6 bags of coal out of the beautiful Cadillac. "Are these for us?" said Dick. "Yes," said the driver, "and my employer says there's no charge. You don't have to pay anything for them. He sent you 6 bags of coal just to help." Wow, that's pretty neat, isn't it? So they could stay warm? "Oh, thank you," cried Dick. "Thank you very, very much. But who sent them?" He said, "There's a note in one of the sacks." And he said goodbye and drove away. Dick tore open the sacks. Inside one of them, he found a note. It read, "From your friend on the bus." It was the same guy that he had stepped on his shoe like 20 years before. And it said sorry, and he was very polite and courteous to him. And this guy still remembered how kind that little boy was. He was Elliot's age. And he remembered how kind he was. And so when Dick was in trouble and needed some coal, he sent him coal to help him out. Dick tore open the sacks. Okay, he could hardly believe his eyes. Then he guessed, the man on the bus must own the coal company. Dick was right, and all these kindnesses had come because a little boy had been polite years and years before. So how about you guys? Do you remember when somebody treats you kindly? Do you remember that? How about when somebody treats you nasty? Do you remember that too? You like hanging out with people that treat you mean and are very nasty to you? No, I don't like hanging out with people like that. It's no fun, is it? I like hanging out with people that treat me kind and nice and say please and thank you and are gentle, say I'm sorry when they hurt you. That's the kind of people I like to hang out with. So if that's who you want to hang out with, that's who you need to be. Right? Can we remember that? Okay, let's have a prayer, and then you can go back to your parents. Thank you, Lord, for this day. I pray that we could remember to be kind and loving and gentle to those around us. May we be like Dick, who was apologetic for his wrongs and was polite, Father. Thank you for this day. I pray you could bless the rest of the service. In thy name we pray. Amen. You can go back to your seats.